Many people seem to scratch their head and wonder, is God the God of the Old Testament who seems to be an ogre, or the New Testament who seems to be a nice guy? Hi, this is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. So recently that question came up again in a Bible study, and I'm sure it circulates in the heads and hearts of anyone who opens up the Old Testament or the New Testament and begins to see what they think is a contrast between the way God acts in each testament. Well, we have to admit that in the New Testament, that is the era of the light going on, sort of like a light switch. It's always been the same God in the Old Testament, but God gives us a very clear picture of his loving heart in Christ. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 9, Jesus is prophesied as being the light, the great light that would come. And so you think of God turning on the light, saying, here I am, this is me. So we see God's love very clearly in the New Testament. We also see God's love in the Old Testament in the midst of some pretty tragic stories. So when you look at the first couple of stories and accounts in the book of Genesis, you see Adam and Eve failing miserably and then trying to cover up their failures with their own manufactured righteousness. I call that fig leaf faith. And that's really what the early chapters emphasize in Genesis. And the Old Testament in its entirety condemns people who try to come up with their own solution to their spiritual problem as opposed to trusting God. Lutheran pastor Harry Wendt, when he took a look at the book of Genesis, he said that God is really in one way saying, in these epic stories of destruction and judgment, this is what doesn't work. In fact, when you look at the accounts, Adam and Eve and then later Cain are all banished, but the banishment didn't seem to change the behavior. Even worse and more epic than that was the flood during Noah's time. It was a worldwide annihilation, a sort of epic reboot. And just as the ground is drying out, we see sin apparently emerging like a seed from the ground as Noah's family continues the very same practices of debauched and humiliating behavior that was supposedly purged by the flood. Soon thereafter, you have the Tower of Babel, where people want to raise up a tower to themselves, which is kind of like the opposite of raising up the name of God. And it ends up, of course, being confused. And finally, that confusion narrows down to the man Abraham, who is called in the New Testament the father of faith. He simply listens to God's voice and follows him. It reminds us that James, the half-brother of Jesus, did write in the New Testament, mercy triumphs over judgment. So judgment doesn't change people, and God is showing us that by the various forms of judgment that he brings. But Jesus changes people. Mercy triumphs over judgment. In Christ, we see God's light going on, but we also see it embedded in the early stories in the Old Testament. So, for example, Adam and Eve, even though they were banished from the Garden of Eden, they had the promise of the seed that would crush the head of the serpent. Of course, that's Jesus. Cain, who was banished from living among other people, was protected by God's mark of grace, and that too is a sign of Christ. And then in the worldwide flood, the obvious salvation is trusting God's word and getting in the boat which God told them to build, and they did. It was a rudderless ship where they had to trust God for their destination completely. That's very much like faith. And even in the Tower of Babel, you have in that confusion, the singular voice of faith that emerges in Abraham. And so God is always giving us these pictures of grace, both in the Old and New Testament, but he gave us that picture quite clearly in Christ. This is the way John described it in his opening chapter of his gospel. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. The light did go on in the New Testament, and people should see clearly the heart of God is to save. God does not give us a precise picture of hell, but he does give us sort of blunt, understandable images in the Old Testament, like banishment, destruction, chaos. And in the New Testament, he gives us an equal, maybe superior picture of hell in the cross. But of course, in the cross, we see also the love of God. Jesus is not just the New Testament nice guy. He is the Lion, the Lamb, and the Lord of life, and he always has been. This is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day.